Hello and welcome to the Avanti Entrepreneurs Show. I am Dave Bomano, your host, and we're here to help achievers and business owners and leaders move forward so that they can reach their potential. I do this by interviewing Rochester business movers and shakers. Today I have on the show a great guest who not only is a friend since I was a kid, she also is a wonderful business owner here in Rochester, Maria Cast. Maria, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
I am so glad you're here. So we'll get this out of the way. We knew each other as kids. You look younger than me, but you are a couple years older than me.
Yes.
But we did grow up in neighboring neighborhoods, and so it's fun to reconnect after all these years. We've seen each other a little bit here and there. I've watched your success. You've been an entrepreneur for many years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's you know what I'll do, Maria. Is let me read your bio to everybody.
Sounds good.
And then we'll dig a little bit deeper. Sounds good?
Yep.
All right. So, Maria Cast. Maria Cast is the founder of Core Leadership Development. From a young age, she has longed to live a life of significance, not just success, and believes that an organization's best assets are its people, especially when they are continuously being developed. Maria graduated from RIT with a BS in Hospitality Management, which is the field in which she opened her first business, an organic vegetarian cafe on Alexander Street called Crescent Moon. That was years before organic healthy eating was a trend. So you were a trendsetter.
You got it.
Look what you started.
That's right.
More recently, she had a seven-year career as sales director with Mary Kay Cosmetics, where she focused largely on her own personal growth and leadership development while coaching her team to do the same. The effect astounded her. They were all expressing more into the business and family lives through this intentional growth. And it showed up with significant results across all these areas. It was at the beginning of this career that she was introduced to the techniques and teachings of John Maxwell and decided in 2016 to become a certified speaker, trainer, and coach with the John Maxwell team. This experience became the foundation of her belief that for a business to thrive, it is the responsibility of the leader to become their best self and empower their people to do the same. This creates a leadership culture, which keeps the company relevant, successful, and significant for years to come. One of the most memorable achievements was when she was honored by Mary Kay Corporation with the Go Give Award. This is the most prestigious award a director can receive, being recognized for best exemplifying the golden rule of helping and supporting others unselfishly. She volunteers for the Junior Achievement Organization and is a member of both the Program and Entrepreneurship Committees. JA allows her to give back to the Rochester community and pass on her excellence to empowering tomorrow's entrepreneurs. In January of 2016, she began her own company called Core Leadership Development. Core carries out her passion for empowering leaders to develop a culture of leadership, moving their organizations from mere success to long-lasting significance. I just feel good. I just feel, after reading that, I just feel good inside.
I know,
I love
good.
It. I mean, what a great journey. And it's a great entrepreneurial path of continuous learning and improvement, but not doing it on your own. Surrounding yourself with resources like John Maxwell that can help you be your best.
That's right.
So, other things just to get out there. I love John Maxwell as well. I've read a lot of his books. I met him a couple years ago with a program that I was in with Darren Hardy. Marvelous, the real genuine thing when it comes to being a leader. You meet him in person and he's not, standoffish, full of himself.
Not at all.
He's like the uncle that you love, right?
Yeah, that's right.
and that's incredible. So would love to talk about, let's talk about your current business with the John Maxwell program.
Mm-hmm.
Why? There's so many coaching programs out there, right? So you were very intentional about choosing the John Maxwell program. You know, why did it connect with you personally?
Mm-hmm.
And what are some of the things that you use in the John Maxwell program to help people be their best?
Yeah, great. So, honestly, I started to study with John about 8 years ago in the beginning of my Mary Kay career. And I chose him because I aligned most closely with his mission of providing value to others who can in turn multiply value to others. So for me, I've always been a person who has wanted to connect with others, make sure that I'm helping them in some way and helping to grow them in some way, which ultimately provides value for them, right? For their lives and their future. So I think for me, it was a likely choice. Like you said, he's very down to earth. And that was really important to me because I want to align myself with people who are real, you know, not just kind of pie in the sky. And I use all of his principles really to lead people within organizations and, you know, ultimately grow those organizations by focusing on valuing people that work with them, work for them.
That's great.
Yeah.
So my guest yesterday was a guy named Bob Fasciano, who's the owner of Alliance Advisory Group. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about, you know, John Maxwell again.
Yes.
So if anybody listened to that show, you know, Bob is on, what do you call it, the Golden Circle? Is that what he calls it?
Executive Circle.
The Executive
yeah.
Circle?
Yes.
It's a group of about 20 people that meet with John, you know, I think every month, just, you know, about 20 people with John. And can't say enough good things about John Maxwell,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
And his book, The 12...
21.
I mean, the 21.
Yes, 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership.
Yeah.
And that was one of his first.
That was his first big book.
One
think,
of them,
right?
yeah. yeah. Yeah, one of the earlier ones.
Yeah, I listened to that maybe about 15 years ago in my car. Was the audio
yes.
book I listened to.
Yeah.
I'm like, this guy's good.
Absolutely.
First of all, I loved his voice,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And like, his voice is so captivating. I'm like, oh, and then, but just his content
mm-hmm.
is so incredible, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's written, I mean, how many books since then?
Hundreds.
Right? Yeah.
Hundreds of books.
And I think one of his main messages is that good leaders create more leaders.
That's right. Yeah.
Right? And,
yes.
and that seems to be a defining lesson for, mm-hmm. that I got from John Maxwell,
yeah.
is a lot of leaders, unfortunately, think that they have to be the be-all, know-it-all, that mm-hmm. the buck, you know, stops with them, which is good from accountability perspective. But unfortunately, sometimes when these people leave the organization, the organization mm-hmm. falls apart.
That's right.
Because they haven't created more leaders,
yes.
right?
So, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and which is my belief and why I love to go into organizations to teach leadership. Because you not only want to teach leadership skills to the owner, founder, CEO, so they're continuing to develop,
yeah.
but you want to be able to get really three deep within the organization,
yeah.
so that you've got leaders that can come up behind when they're, you know, ready to either retire or, you know, aren't there anymore, that
yeah.
you have a good population to choose from, and that they've learned leadership skills, and
yeah.
and really leadership is influence, right? So as leaders influence more people, then that's ultimately what you want in yeah. your organization.
So leaders, in your opinion, are they born or are they made?
I think that, I don't know if you've ever heard John's joke. Have you ever heard where he says, well, everybody's born. So hopefully the leader that you're sitting in front of was born, right?
Right.
I mean, that would be good.
Yeah.
But I think you can learn leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. If you're willing to put in the time and energy to develop yourself and to really dive in.
Yeah.
I mean, leadership is for everybody. It's not just something that's reserved for a few. But you have to have the drive and the intention to grow yourself in your leadership abilities, which is really, in my opinion, connecting with people, providing value to people, and really just loving people.
Yeah, I love that. Well, so I asked Bob Fasciano that question yesterday. I said, are leaders born or made? And he said, yes.
Right, both. Yeah, exactly.
And it's true. I mean, are there people born with God-given natural talents to lead? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Just like there's people born to be like great engineers
mm-hmm.
or great teachers.
Yep.
But those teachers, those engineers, those leaders can, you know, become much better at their talent by learning, growing. Look at you. You know, so you've been doing this for a long time. You joined the peer group that I started.
Yes.
Because you want to surround yourself with people.
That's right.
That can help you to continue to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you're already doing a lot of other things. You're probably reading books, the John Maxwell training.
Yeah.
But you're like, what else can I do to continue to keep, you know, my edge nice and sharp, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, and when we get into a group situation like that, where it's really a peer advisory, I mean, so the Avanti group is a peer advisory group,
yeah.
Much more than networking, which I love, because
yeah.
we're able to help each other, right? Which is always my goal.
Yeah.
But what I love about it is that we're in a room of big thinking people.
Right.
And when you're in a room of big thinking people, you are thinking bigger as well.
You can't help but think
yeah,
bigger.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Maria, we're going to take a quick break.
That sounds great.
We'll be right back.
Automotive, travel, finance, home repairs, fine living, and more. It's Lifestyle Weekends on 1310 WOKR.
Are you tired of paying high prices for TV channels you don't watch? Of course you are. You want to watch and pay for the channels you like. Now you can take back control of your TV with Dish's FlexPack. Get over 50 of America's favorite channels for just $39.99 per month, and then add the channel packs that you want. And your TV price won't go up for 2 years, guaranteed. Plus, when you call today, you'll get free standard installation in up to 6 rooms and a free HD DVR upgrade. Need more channels? Dish offers loaded channel lineups from $54.99 per month, featuring over 190 channels, and HBO is included for a full year. And for a limited time, GoDish will give you a $100 prepaid Visa card when you sign up and mention offer code GIFT100. Call now, 800-518-8624, 800-518-8624, 800-518-8624.
Packages, prices, and promotions subject to change. Gift card courtesy of GoDish.com. Call for details.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou. Lou is one of you and will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou is like you. He's on meds too.
Call 800-298-0139, 800-298-0139, 800-298-0139. Again, that's 800-298-0139.
Finally, a radio station for conversation. 1310 WOKR.
Okay, we are back from the break. I am Dave Amato. This is the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I'm here with Maria Kest, who owns a company called Core Leadership Development. In your opinion, Maria, people just tuning in, what makes a great leader? I know that's a big question, but what in your mind like defines a great leader in your opinion?
Yeah, ultimately, it's a person who serves others, who has a servant's heart and a servant's mindset, and who really pours into their people and helps to develop their people. Because I really feel like when your employees or your middle managers, when they become stagnant and you're not pouring into them, helping to develop and grow them, they end up not being their best for your company. So in order to lead and influence them, you really need to be able to connect with them, provide opportunities for them to continuously grow and develop themselves.
Yeah, so great leaders start out being servant leaders.
Absolutely, yes.
It's not about them. It's about the team.
It's about
the team.
Family.
What can they do?
That's right.
I got asked, I was on a podcast yesterday and someone asked me what makes you a great leader. I started out with that too.
Yeah.
I started out with being a servant leader.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to also the 1 minute manager, where I think the ultimate leader is spending, I'll say, all their time, if they're doing it the right way, serving, coaching, mm-hmm. supporting,
yes,
teaching,
mm-hmm.
and they're not actually, you know, quote unquote, doing the work in the company, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're doing the work of supporting and serving
mm-hmm.
the team.
Yes,
they're not doing, like as Michael Gerber says, they're not working in the business; they're working on the business.
Mm-hmm.
And a good leader is doing that by serving and coaching and supporting and teaching the team.
Well, right. And when they do that, they're modeling good leadership.
Right.
Right. So they're modeling it for their team.
Yeah.
And wouldn't you agree that what happens is when your boss or your CEO or your manager is modeling good leadership skills, you're more apt to be really engaged in the company and the vision for the company.
So my listeners are familiar with this phrase, and you may know it too because your maiden name is Lippa, but there's an Italian phrase that says the fish rots from the head down.
Yes, that's right. That's right. That is absolutely right. I knew you were going to throw in some Italian thing.
We have
today.
To, you know, it's Avanti.
It's right.
I mean, it's an Italian word for move forward.
We're very proud, aren't we?
You brought me Christmas cookies, Italian Christmas cookies.
I did, yes.
I mean, that's very Italian of you, you know?
Absolutely.
And I know you as Maria Lippa because that's, you know, that's your maiden name. And I still call you that every now and then, but it's Cast.
Cast.
I'm going to get there, Maria.
Yeah, but my husband is Italian.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Was it shortened from like Casto or
his,
something?
No. His mom's side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Yeah. So that Sicilian phrase, the fish rots from the head down. I love that. It's so apropos for organizations because you could also take the opposite of that. Obviously, if the leader is a good leader, there goes the rest of the organization too. Because what happens, and you can ask Wegmans about this, you can ask Zappos about this, any company that puts culture first in their team first, is that your team, your employees, will never treat your customers better than the leaders treat the customers.
Yeah.
I mean, treat the employees.
Right, yes.
And people don't get that. People think, oh, this is all, you know, this employee engagement culture is, some people think it's a cute thing to have. It's a nice thing to have. In my opinion, to use the name of your company, it's the core.
That's right. Yeah.
You get that right, everything else falls into place.
Yeah, it's huge. It really is huge.
Yeah.
And I think that not only with culture, but my belief is that part of your culture has to be a leadership. You have got to have a piece, like core values. One of your core values must be developing your people and leading your people and teaching leadership.
Yeah.
Because that is... that's what helps you to grow and move forward, right?
Yeah.
So part of your culture has got, in my opinion, there has to be a leadership quality within that organization for their culture.
Yeah. So I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
The word core.
Yes.
You know where it comes from?
I know where it comes from in regards to my business.
Well, let me tell you.
Let me hear it.
The roots of the word core, right?
Should I be worried?
No, it's very good. It's very good. So it's, if you look at the word for in Latin and Spanish and French and Italian, it's some version of core, right? So which means heart.
Ah,
right.
That's awesome.
Right. So the core. So and what's the body without the heart?
That's right.
Pretty much nothing.
Yes.
And so it all starts with the heart. Core values, right?
Yeah.
Core leadership development.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, and not only that, it's like what we're talking about. It's the heart of the leader, right?
Right. Yeah.
That influences the people. That is fantastic.
There you go. I'm using it.
I'm stealing
it. It's all yours.
Excellent.
I pass it on. Thank you.
Thank you.
So when you start working with a leader, they've reached out to you. Why are they reaching out to you? Have they realized that they need help? Or maybe they've realized they're reaching out for one reason, but really you end up helping them with some stuff that maybe they didn't even know about. Is there a common client that you work with, I guess?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I think it comes from all angles. I've had organizations who maybe I've met somebody within the organization at a networking event, and they already do some development within their team. Like they have a yearly leadership development program that they do, and they think, oh, you know what? Why don't you come in, Maria? We'd love to chat with you, find out what you have to offer. And really what I do in that is I try to find out what their need is. What are their challenges? What are they currently struggling with that I might be able to help them with? So that's one way. Another way is sometimes it's just someone who's in transition, right? And they are seeking you out. They find out what you do, and they're in transition and they're thinking, you know what, I'm kind of feeling lost and not sure where to go next. Maybe they want to leave their business. Maybe they want to change their business. And they'll actually connect with me in that regard.
That's excellent.
For development. Yeah.
That's great.
To help them through.
So what, you know, just from, because you're also coaching people to run an effective business by being a good leader.
Yes.
But you also are a business owner.
Right.
So you are an entrepreneur. You're a business owner. What types of things that do you do personally to make sure that you're on top of your game personally and professionally?
Yeah.
Is that a good question?
Yeah, it's a great question.
I can tell you.
Always good questions. So, you know, I think that when you continuously develop yourself, you learn the places that are your weaknesses. And I don't really like to focus on weaknesses. However, for me, scheduling was always, I'm one of those, you know, constantly moving, shaking, grooving, out and about. If I don't schedule myself, I tend to kind of get off task, right? and spin my wheels.
Little ADHD going on.
Totally. I got a lot going on. So
There's a squirrel.
Yeah. Right. So, and I think it's just, I think as entrepreneurs and as people who have a lot of energy, that's just how it is, right? So for me, what I do is scheduling is huge for me. I make sure that I sit down, and this was something I had to get good at. This is where I talk about my development. I had to get good at forcing myself to sit down on Sundays and schedule myself for the week. If I don't do that, I get off task, right? So for me, that's important. Exercise is incredibly important for me.
What do you do for exercise?
I actually work out at Pinnacle Athletic Club up here in Victor. Yeah. And I do like HIIT. I do some of the high intensity classes. Now, what does that do for me? That helps me to focus. Like when I am able to get that external, you know, that interior energy just out, it helps me to focus as well. And then I always am reading. I schedule in my reading time. I schedule in times when I am getting on mentorship calls with the John Maxwell team. I schedule, you know, the times that I am working out, everything. Yeah. And I stick to it. That's the key, is you have got to stick to it. Because as you know, working for yourself, it is so easy to be like, hey, you know what? That appointment canceled. I'm just going to go to the mall or go grab a cup of coffee or do whatever. You've got to stick to a schedule.
Yeah, so Darren Hardy, former publisher of Success Magazine, and he's been a personal...
Oh, former?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he's, you know, he does these his own events called High Performance Forums. And he does the Darren Daily. But I've been to a lot of his events. And what you're talking about is exactly his advice. Because if you leave it up to your own discipline, you're setting yourself up to fail.
Yep, exactly.
But if it's scheduled, if it's something that... and then it becomes, if it's scheduled, it almost becomes like... like a regular habit, but you have to set it up as just part of your day. And it's like you look at your calendar, and like a robot, you know what to do.
That's right.
What to do next.
Yeah.
You're not wondering.
That's right.
And after a while, that time of day, you don't have to think about it anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, like I, you know, do you think about brushing your teeth? Do you schedule
it? Just do it.
I mean, but in the beginning, you know, your mom and dad told you brush your teeth, you know, and now it's just a habit. And for me, I'm the same way as you. Like I use iCal, and I put everything in there. Like, so I don't have to think, you know, like do this social media post, 6:30 a.m. I promote my radio show.
Yep.
You know, but now this is a habit. I mean, first thing I do, get up in the morning now, is I say a prayer. Mm-hmm. I meditate. Mm-hmm. I work out.
Yeah.
Those are my three. Those are my three vital activities in the morning.
Yeah.
If I don't do those things, I'm off.
Right.
I'm off.
Well, and one thing you're reminding me, too, that I make sure that I incorporate in my day, which isn't necessarily scheduled, but whenever I see that I don't feel focused, right? So I may be working on some curriculum, and I can sense myself kind of getting a little crazy.
Yeah.
I'll step away. I'll go sit down. I'll take a break. I'll do, you know, even if it's 5 minutes of meditation to really seek some guidance, because I feel like, especially in a digital world right now, it's like you can absolutely get sidetracked. But not only that, it's like your brain is constantly going. So when do we step away, make sure that we get away from the screens, away from the people, and just close our eyes and really think into our business? I mean, that is so important, to think into your business.
Right.
Because that is where you're going to get the guidance and know your next step and what you're going to do.
Yeah, very true.
And I think for leaders, that's super important. To make sure you're thinking into your business, because then you're not, you know, you're not maybe moving in the direction you should be. Right.
You're not moving forward.
That's right.
And that's what Avanti means.
That's right.
Move forward.
That's right.
See, all these,
it's all tied
all
in.
These Italian words I'm teaching
it
you.
It works. I like it. I like it.
So just curious, when do you schedule time to read? When do you do that? In the morning, the night?
That's a great question. Morning is when I have to do it. If I don't do it in the morning, I'm telling you right now, I'll open up that book at night. And remember, I'm not reading fiction, okay? Which I'm sure you're not either. It's like we're reading things that we really want to integrate into our lives.
Yep.
So you got to do that when you're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. If I'm picking up a book at, you know, I mean, I have two children. So I'm, you know, cooking dinner and cleaning up. And if I pick up my book at 7:30, 8 o'clock when they're getting ready for bed, I'm going to be asleep within 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So I make sure that it's in the morning.
I tried to read last night and I fell asleep. So
exactly.
To your point, my wife is laughing at me because I fell asleep.
Yeah. You can't keep your eyes open. Right.
Yeah.
So you want to be in a place where you've got your most energy, because especially if you're reading books like we are, you want to be able to get that information integrated into your life, and you got to do it at a time when, you know, you can assimilate it.
Yeah. So I'm going to put you on the spot again.
Yeah.
What are your favorite books? Like, so let me put it this way. So, Christmas, you know, you're going to give some presents to people, mm-hmm. and you want to give them, their business owners, and you want to give them some books that you feel will change their life from a professional business perspective.
Yeah.
What are those books?
Okay. That's good. So there's two of my favorite books from this past year mm-hmm. that I've read. And actually you and I talked about this one the other day, Traction by Gino Wickman. Love that book. What was really cool is as a sole entrepreneur, I was actually able to implement some of the ideas like the Vision Traction Organizer, my 10-year goal, all of these mm-hmm. That really he wrote for organizations to get involved in. So that's one of my favorites. But also I think what has shaped my business over the past year is after I read Lean In by Sheryl Sandberg. Have you read that one yet?
I've never read that one.
Yeah, that's a really good one because it really, my focus is really, I work with anybody who really wants to develop their leadership skills and develop their people within their organizations to be leaders, right?
Yeah.
However, I'm really in my sweet spot when I'm working with female entrepreneurs, founders, CEOs. Mm-hmm. And that book is all about really bringing women to 50-50, you know, making sure women have a seat at the table as commonly as men.
Yeah, I love that idea. And for me, you know, I've owned businesses for 23 years, actually. January 3rd, I started my first company, 1995.
Cool.
So pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But when I had the magazine, Next Step You magazine, and you know, we had a good 20 people here at one point. I would say 80% of them were women.
Excellent.
And I didn't even, you know, this may sound bad. Didn't even mean to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I just hired based on talent, who I thought would do a great job. And then also I was like, wow, I guess I'm working with a lot of women, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe that's my style. I work very well with women. I think we're very, for some reason, it's a very complimentary, mm-hmm. Productive relationship. I've become a big fan, I think, of women because as much as husbands try to be a good husband and a good father, women always do a little bit better. And maybe it's because, like, the child, you know, actually came out of you.
Right.
Like, but I try very hard. But I always will say, you know what? My wife is a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So obviously a working woman is also, I would say, most of the time, I'll say running the family, the boss mm-hmm. of the family, mm-hmm. no matter how hard the husband is trying. And the fact, what I'm trying to say is I have so much respect that, for women that working women that can balance both.
Yeah.
Because it's tough.
Right.
It's tough. I could, my wife, you know, my wife was out of the house. My mother-in-law was in the hospital about a month ago now. And she slept over a few nights. So I ran the show for about 3 days. And I made the lunches, you know, dinners, cleaned up, managed their homework, you know, and I have a new appreciation for her because of all the things that go on behind the scenes that, you know, maybe husbands, they think they're being great. We're trying, but we don't really know. So, you know what, Marie? I am so sorry. I've been talking like
you
crazy.
Got it.
We're going to take a quick break.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back.
And I got a thought. Good.
All right, good. Save that thought.
Join Gordon Deal weekdays from 5 to 9 for America's Morning News on 1310 WOKR.
I'm Tanya Hansen, CNBC. Stocks are rebounding from a two-day sell-off. The Dow is up 127, the NASDAQ is up 16, and the S&P is up 4. Shares of Dow component Boeing are surging 5%. The airplane builder earning an adjusted $3.06 per share in the fourth quarter, easily beating estimates. The company set a new record for aircraft deliveries in 2017. Boeing also gave an upbeat earnings forecast for 2018. Another company is reporting employees because of the tax reform law. Hostess Brands says it's giving employees bonuses of more than $1,000. The White House says since the tax cuts were passed in December, more than 275 companies nationwide have announced bonuses, raises, expanded benefits, or new jobs as a result of the bill. Anthem reporting a better-than-expected fourth-quarter profit. The health insurer's shares are up 1.5%. Fox Sports reaches a 5-year deal with the NFL to broadcast Thursday Night Football. Tanya Hansen, CNBC.
Only one event unites the world. The 2018 Winter Olympics.
And there it is! Rashaun White double gore. Boy, does he deliver.
See the world's best.
Lindsey Vonn is a gold medalist.
And see the world at its best.
To the finish, the Kalen Schifrin wins gold for the U.S.
The 2018 Winter Olympics, coming February 8th, only on NBC.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Canandaigua's newest radio station. 1310 WOKR.
Okay, we are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host. I'm here with Maria Cast from Core Leadership Development, and we're having a great conversation. And we were just talking about really women business owners, mm-hmm. and this was my opinion, how I ultimately have a little bit more respect for them, because quite often they're also not only running their business, they're also really running the business of the family. And we're talking about how as hard as husbands try, and I try 1,000%, my wife is always a little bit better than me. She always does a little bit more. And so, and I think most women will agree, like, I do too, you know. So you had a thought about that.
Yeah, I did. Actually, I'm blessed that I have a husband who picks up. He does a lot of work around the house. Yeah,
sounds just like me.
He cooks. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe when your mother-in-law was in town. I don't know. But, you know, I would say that for me, luckily I married the right guy, because he knew I was independent. I've always been a business owner, and he supports me in that. So he does as much of the I'll say cooking, not necessarily cleaning, because he does the outside stuff. He fixes the cars and does all that, but cooking and taking care of the kids, picking them up, we really have an equal share in that. So that's really important. But what the thought I wanted to share with you that I feel is really important is, as women, as female entrepreneurs, as mothers, to be focused on our businesses and to show and model that for our children is invaluable, right? So my daughter, 10-year-old daughter, 17-year-old son, they have watched their mom build various businesses, but not only that, learn leadership, you know, develop herself, and I'm modeling it for them. So that's something that that's going to shape their lives as they grow up, right?
Yeah, that's very important.
So I think about that as my daughter. I mean, it's me being able to own my business and also raise the family and be able to balance it all is a very important quality to have, to be able to show to my daughter especially and my son.
Yeah.
So that when they're off and they get married, they're going to be in similar relationships where they're supported in their goals.
Yeah, that's great. Well, they're watching how you and your husband manage that relationship.
That's right.
Which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also are watching your actions. How do you manage your time? How do you take care
that's
of yourself?
Right.
How are you managing yourself, the family, the business?
That's right.
So And you know, as they say, actions speak louder than words.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
So my birthday was earlier this month, and my daughter wrote me a card that brought a little tear to my eye, and in a good way. You know, she's I have two sons and a daughter. I love my two sons a piece, but the daughter, you know, she writes a little bit more meaningful cards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so she said, "Daddy, thank you so much for making time for us, so much time for us, even though you're really busy with your business.
Yes, that's awesome.
And I was like, you know, I'm like, I didn't even realize she noticed that.
Right.
But it is. It's very intentional because my definition of a leader, a successful leader, a successful entrepreneur, three things. So they're managing not only the business, so there's profits, right? That, and that's often the only thing that business leaders are for success, mm-hmm. or they're judging revenue and profits. My feeling is if you're not managing two other things, yourself, mm-hmm. right? Like your health,
yes,
your wellness, your mental wellness, mm-hmm. your spirituality, that piece, mm-hmm. then you're missing a third. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the other third is just relationships. Mm-hmm. So family relationships. So, mm-hmm. you know, if you're an entrepreneur and you got great profits, but your kids don't want to talk to you.
That's right.
You're not a successful entrepreneur.
No, not at all.
Or you are, you know, people look at me and wonder if I'm going to have a heart attack because mm-hmm. I'm so fat.
That's right.
You know, that's not success.
Or stressed out, right?
Or stressed out. Yeah, mental, right? Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of, you know, billionaires that, you know, from a business perspective, mm-hmm. they're very successful. Mm-hmm. But from the other two buckets, they're failing.
Yeah.
And they're probably miserable at the end of it. They got a lot of money, but that's just one box checked, right?
Yeah. So. Well, and that's what we were talking about earlier when you said, what are your steps for success? Like, what are your habits for success?
Yeah.
That I was saying a lot of it is that, if you noticed, it was that mental wellness.
Right.
You know, taking time to pray and meditate, seek guidance, taking time to exercise, and schedule things. Because one of the things you want to schedule, too, is your time. I hate to say it, but time with the kids.
Yeah.
Because it can so easily get away from us.
Yeah.
And what I think for me, flexibility, why I've been an entrepreneur all these years is because of the flexibility. Super important to me that I can, at the drop of a hat, you know, if I need to be home to do something for my daughter or to go to school, maybe she wants me to come to lunch, you know, whatever, I'm able to do that so that they don't miss. I'm not working that 9-to-5 job where I'm missing being a room mom or going on a field trip if she wants me there.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, me, I'm with you. That's one of the best parts. If it's important to you, and it is to us, is to have the flexibility to be there for the family.
That's right.
You know, my daughter a few months ago had her appendix out. Mm-hmm. Obviously it was an emergency.
Yeah.
I had, you know, my wife teaches at St. John Fisher. Just kind of tied to that. I was able to, you know, stay with my daughter overnight and during the day when my wife, you know, so.
Exactly.
Like on the spot. My little, I have a 6-year-old son. He's here at, you know, Victor, first grade. Every now and then, I know it's lunchtime. Yeah. I'll show up and have lunch with him. It's the best.
Yeah.
He loves it. He sees me. He gets up. He runs towards me.
Yeah,
he jumps
huge.
In my arms, you know.
Yeah.
There's an age when that stops, you know, about 6th grade, they're not excited to see me anymore, maybe 5th grade. He still loves it. And that those moments are invaluable for me.
Yeah.
You know, I could choose where I work. I live and work in Victor.
That's right.
So I'm very close to the family.
And it makes for a fulfilling life. Like, think about it. You want starting out by being intentional with all that we've talked about, intentional with your development, intentional with your business, your scheduling, your health.
Yeah.
It leads to a more fulfilling life,
absolutely,
right? And that's what, you know, we aren't here on this earth to just work ourselves to death.
Right.
We're here to actually live a life of significance, be our authentic selves, and be happy and be able to pass that on to our family, friends, and quite frankly, all the people we come into contact with.
Yeah. No, but, you know, when my time comes, you know, and I'll be about 120, I want to say, like, I did it.
Yes.
I checked all the boxes.
That's right. You know? Right. And you know, I know if you're anything like me, I will never stop learning and growing and developing until the day I die.
Yeah.
Like, I just will, it's, you know, I was on a trip with some of my girlfriends. We all turned 50 this year.
Happy birthday.
We all went away and spent a weekend together, and all of them were talking about how they couldn't wait till they were retiring.
Yeah.
Can't wait to retire. It's just so many years. And I thought to myself, dear Lord.
Right. What are you going to do? You're going to golf every day, right?
Well, or I just thought to myself, I couldn't imagine living to look towards the future for when something's going to end.
Yeah.
Like me, I can't wait to keep working because I love what I do.
Yeah.
So
why would you stop doing that? Why would you, in retirement, why would you stop doing something that you love?
That you love, right. Yeah. So I encourage, you know, your listeners and just everyone that I meet, I encourage you to find what you love and do it.
Yeah.
Right? Find a way and make a way to do it. If you are working in a business that you hate, or you're working for a company that you don't love, you know, it's time to move, make a move, to do something that's more fulfilling, because life is grand. I mean, it's it's fun.
I told my wife, so I met her in the late 90s, and we, you know, we decided to get married, obviously. And I told her, this is even before pre-Cana, I said, one thing you should know about me if you want to marry me is that I probably will never retire.
Right.
Like, I rarely golf. I, you know, I don't go out with the guys to the bar, you know, three nights a week. I work, and then I'm home by 5:30 for dinner, but I love what I do. Mm-hmm. So I said, so you have to be okay with that.
Yeah.
You know, because if you make me retire, I'm going to be miserable, and I don't want that. You know, so, and she was, her parents, you know, are, you know, Sicilian immigrants. She's used to hard work, right?
Yeah, right.
She's like, no problem. And I said, I'll tell you what, maybe when I'm 70, I'll do half days. And she said, that sounds good. And I said, yeah, 12 hours a day, right?
Yeah, right, right.
So I'm good with that, you know, but it was worse. There's worse habits, right?
Yeah.
You know, as I say, some of my friends, their wife will get mad at them and call them say that they're a golf widow, right? Because they're always golfing. Luckily, I'm not good at golf and I don't have the patience for it. So
yeah. I just took it up this year.
Did you?
Yeah. My family, they're all big golfers and my husband golfs. So I thought, you know what, let me give it a try.
We'll jump into it then.
And I actually like it. It's fun. And not for nothing, it's a great networking opportunity, Dave. You might want to start thinking about it.
I do golf maybe once or twice a year.
Yeah.
But, and it's usually a charity event.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
The problem is, I don't have the patience for the whole 18 holes.
Yes.
I get a little antsy.
Yep, gotcha.
Give me 9 holes.
You're
especially
good.
Like an executive course.
Yeah.
Boom, that's
perfect. Right.
2 hours, that's great.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
Kind of manage my ADHD, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, mm-hmm. Very good. So you are, we're approaching 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting.
Yes.
What are some of your big goals for 2018? What are you ready to crush?
Yeah. That's a great question.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to start with a goal of, which is not, well, it's business related and not business related at the same time, is trying to have more fun, right? So it's interesting. One of my mentors brought up the question of what do you do to have fun? And I got thinking about it, and my fun is my work. I mean, that's just how I am. It's how I'm wired. My work and then developing myself and reading. And he said, no, really, what do you do to have fun? So in 2018, for me, I'm going to find something that I really enjoy doing and get back to it. And one of those for me is a lot more hiking outside. I lived in Colorado for a number of years. I skied, I hiked all the time, and that's something I've missed.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make sure that I throw some fun into my life.
Good. That's checking off the exercise thing too, right?
Exactly. That's right. And now business-wise, really, I think that what I really want to do is focus on more female, getting into more organizations that are more female run, either founders, CEOs, CFOs, and work with those women to help to build their leadership skills and their place at the table, you know, find their voice for really.
So that's kind of your niche.
That's my niche, and I think I'm just going to hone it into that for sure.
Is there a common thread that women have when it comes to leadership skills and where they need help?
So meaning where they, something that they're missing that find
is there like
for
something
women?
Where you go in and coach them on? Is there like a common, you know, issue that they need help with?
Yeah. You know, it's at our Avanti group the other day, this kind of came up. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I said is I noticed that women don't tend to value what they have to offer as much as men are kind of more out there. They value themselves and what they have to offer, and they're fine with putting it out there.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're
pounding our chest.
Yeah. Well, and I think that, you know, there's men that also don't value what they have to offer. It's not like it's across the board, but I think as a whole, women really, they have something of value to offer and they don't necessarily recognize it in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're a little bit quieter about bringing their ideas to the table. So I think for me, what I've noticed with the women that I've coached is just to trust themselves and trust that what they have to share is important and invaluable to the company. But not only that, needs to be heard.
Yeah.
It really needs to be heard.
And I wonder if that's just a kind of a symptom of roles and the way people are brought up.
Well, that's exactly it. Yeah. But I believe it's shifting. I mean, I look at my daughter and you know, at 10 years old, and absolutely, she's got a strong sense of who she is, and she has no problem sharing what she can bring to the table for our family.
Yeah.
You know, but we've also raised her that way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Encouraged
her. Well, my daughter's the same way. I mean, I was very, my daughter's 12, and I was, at 12, you know, I was very outgoing and president of student council. And,
right.
But my daughter. Remember. My daughter, yeah, you remember, right? My daughter's bringing stuff to me that I'm like, wow, look at the chutzpah on you.
That's right.
You know? And I do agree with you that I think some of these gender roles are kind of disappearing, which is a good thing.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, and it just goes back to anybody, women, men, creed, color, whatever, just judging people on the content of their character, you know, per Martin Luther King, right? Just, you know, I don't care, you know, quote unquote, I don't care who you are. I'm going to judge you based on the character, the integrity, and really the leadership that you bring to the table.
Yeah, and I think when men step up next to us and model that for us as well, you know, people like you, who you bring women into the fold and you value what they have to offer, to have more men like that supporting us in that way is showing it across the board.
Well, you know, it's, I dare say you, as a gender, may be a little smarter than us, but that'll be a whole nother show.
That's another show. You got it. I'll come back for that one.
All right. We'll call that one Women Are Smarter, right? So.
Yeah, there you go. Little Grateful Dead. We'll sing
there
that in
the
back.
There you go. You know that one. I was going to bring
course,
that up. I
didn't know.
Okay. Well, you lived in Colorado, sure.
Yeah. That's right.
So Maria Cast from Core Leadership Development, we are out of time.
Okay.
But if people do want to connect with you, what is the best way to get in touch with you?
Yeah. Well, the best way is to go to my website.
Which is
johncmaxwellgroup.com / Maria Cast, and that's Cast with a K.
Cast with a K.
Yeah.
And they can Google you, come up on LinkedIn.
Oh, yeah,
like
I'm on
too,
LinkedIn, so, yeah. Maria Cast, and yeah, my phone number's there and the whole bit on LinkedIn.
Yep. And Cast with a K, K-A-S-T.
K-A-S-T.
And you could always contact me and I'll connect you as well.
You
Maria,
gotta.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Appreciate your time. Really do. Thanks for the cookies.
Thank you.
Good to catch up. And thank you, Avanti listeners. Appreciate your time. I'm very happy that you're listening to the Avanti Entrepreneurs Show. More great guests coming up. If you or somebody you know would like to be considered to be on the show, please email me at david@davidmamano.com. And Mamano is M-A-M-M-A-N-O. And please make sure to check us out on the web at davidmamano.com and AvantiEntrepreneurGroup.com. Make it a great day and stay awesome.
Innovative Talk Radio, 1310 WOKR.